Welcome to Men in Charge in Briefs. I'm Tony Flynn.
I'm Kevin Decker. I hope everyone is excited for a new episode of The New Trap Like Rats, but let me first say today's show is sponsored by the Lost Season 4 of the original Men in Charge radio show. Season 4, lost but also forgotten, and probably for good reason. I can't remember.
But there was a good reason.
We're listening to the sixth and penultimate episode of New Trap Like Rats, Tony. What do people have to listen closely for?
They have to listen closely for what's not said, but intuited. It's the premise of the entire episode, which you will express in terms of an implicit question. Write it down and have it brought by drone to the Men in Charge studios. And if your question is correct, you could win a valuable prize.
And now it's time for Trapped Like Rats, a reality TV show with a key difference. It's not based in reality, nor is it a TV show. Okay, two key differences. Last time on Trapped Like Rats, we saw some things occur and some events happen. Now it's time we turn to the other prisoners, Bletchley Tannhauser and Morag Woden, as they seek escape.
I wonder how the other two are doing. I also feel very badly that Carla's friend Todd isn't going to be escaping from this infernal maze.
Yes, Army Akimbo needs to be more careful where he mazers in future. Still, it could have been worse.
How so?
It could have been me.
As the timid creatures leave the protection of the sheltering brush, they advance on high alert to the water source.
Did you whisper something, Bletch?
Hey, there's a water cooler in the middle of this studio. I'm so thirsty.
Hold on. This seems too easy.
Too easy for what? I love those little water cups shaped like ice cream cones.
Clearly, the elder of the two mammals senses that something is not right. But can she hold back, Junior?
How do we end up in a nature documentary?
So near to the watering hole, these simple creatures show themselves to be curious, but faint-hearted. If they don't drink as much water as they can soon, they won't be prepared for the oncoming drought season.
That's it. I'm getting some water from the cooler.
Bletch, no!
Hello there, Bletchley. Haven't seen you around the water cooler lately.
And like lightning, the predator strikes.
Jim Simpson? From accounting?
That's right, Bletch. Hey, since you've been gone, I haven't had anyone to talk to about those reality television shows we enjoy.
I don't enjoy reality television shows, Jim. You know that. Here, have some water.
I'm not hungry, Bletch. But tell me, who have they voted off the island today? Who's naked and afraid? Who'll get the biggest red rose? Who's got talent? And what's the name of America's favorite undercover boss? Are you smarter than a first grader? What's my line?
It's too much. Too much, I tell you.
Bletch, he's paralyzing you with primetime half-baked imbecility. Take my hand. Let's run. Run toward the light.
Where is Big Brother? Who's a Mormon wife? Who's a regular wife? Who's walking here?
Whew. Fortunately, that's all the time we have today for Trapped Like Rats. Next time, we'll hear Bletchley Tannhauser exclaim,
"Hey, so this is the end of our long entrapment."
Tony, I just picked a little piece of paper off of a drone outside in the parking lot. Brian Craig of Las Cruces, New Mexico asks if the implicit question is this: why was the Battle of Waterloo fought in surly Belgium when friendly and welcoming France was just next door?
History buff.
Yeah.
History in the buff. Sadly. So that's no good as a question.
That's not good. Although extra points for surly Belgium.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime we can claim it's a national characteristic, we're happy. But who are less surly,
yes,
Kevin?
Our national characters are our cast. Tony Flynn, Deborah Marlowe, Jody Stewart-Strobel, and Kevin Decker. Kevin Decker wrote today's episode. Thanks also go out to Brian Lindsay, a modern-day Louis Pasteur of Radioland. And remember,
don't be a fascist.
Men in Charge, synthesizing things that don't belong together since 2012.